listener production.
Good morning, Lizzie Viger here, and welcome to Townsville Local News. Checking the weather first, 31 degrees and partly cloudy for Townsville today, down to 23 degrees tonight. Making news today, March 22nd. A 17-year-old boy has been charged with multiple offences, progress on the new youth justice laws, and wait times with medical emergencies in Townsville Hospital. Police have charged a 17-year-old boy with multiple offences following an incident involving a stolen Mazda 3. At around 2:50am yesterday, police received information that the teenage boy attended a Charles Street address in the stolen Mazda 3 and allegedly assaulted a woman. Police allege the 17-year-old fled the vehicle after police attempted to stop it with a tyre deflation device. The teen has been charged with one count each of unlawful use of a motor vehicle, obstruct a police, assault occasioning bodily harm, contravene domestic violence, unlicensed driving, and two counts of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle. He was scheduled to appear before the Townsville Magistrates Court yesterday. Steps are being taken to progress Queensland's new youth crime laws. The Act will go to Governor in Council tomorrow, but Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says they're not expecting to see an immediate effect on the streets.
There's no silver bullet or magic wand, and so this won't change things overnight, but it will give police and the courts the tools they need to deal with serious repeat offenders, as well as put resources into the hands of those programs that we know can reduce reoffending and even stop offending in the first place.
Last quarter, Queensland Health recorded 21% of emergency patients weren't being seen within the medical timelines at Townsville Hospital. It comes after Townsville recorded the largest increase in wait times to see a specialist in the state in the last quarter. Opposition leader David Crisafulli has called for a Queensland Health Crisis Town Hall to be held in Townsville today to give locals a chance to talk about their experiences with the healthcare system. Shadow Health Minister Ross Bates says she is pushing to give power back to the frontline workers to make better decisions and improve patient care.
These dedicated men and women are exhausted and they're doing everything they can to keep the health system on the rails. The Palaszczuk Labor government isn't making any progress to ensure patients are being seen on time.
Taking a look at local sport, our Townsville Fire Girls will return to the court tonight with a chance to bring home the title and be crowned champions of the WNBL season. Although the team won't have a home court advantage, the girls have managed to win the last four games against the Southside Flyers. Fire guard Courtney Wood says Townsville hasn't been shy to show their support for the girls ahead of the grand final playoffs.
It's been crazy, like our gym, where we live, coffee shops. It's kind of, you walk in, you're like, oh my gosh, like such a nice feeling to feel so, so supported.
All the action tips off at 5:30pm. Brothers Cricket Club will be looking to their star bowler ahead of their grand final clash this weekend. Justin Rawlins helped knock out Wests from the A-grade competition, racking up 8 wickets for 21 runs. This weekend, Brothers will go head-to-head with the season's reigning ladder leaders Norths to claim the championship title. All the action gets underway on Saturday at Riverway Oval from 10am. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Townsville and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.